This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, breaking every rule of live radio right now, because I'm feeling it. Never drink carbonated beverages while you're on the mic. Rule number one. Rule number two, violate that rule at all times. That's the Valencia Orange Starbucks.
Where'd you get this rule from? I don't remember learning that in school.
Here. What's this called here? This is called the new... What is that? That's that new refresher. Yeah, and it is refreshing, too.
Is it a coffee?
Nah, it's like a kind of like a caffeinated soda drink or something like that.
So how is that Prius of yours that you just got?
What?
Well, you're not drinking coffee. When you go to Starbucks, you
know. No, my rental car was a Fiat in Arizona. It was kind of funny. When I saw it, I said, "Do you have a Prius I could rent in place?" And the woman didn't know I was kidding. And, of course, she said, "I'm sorry, they're all gone." I went, "Oh, popular, huh?" She said, "Yeah, they really are."
Really?
I said, "Okay, I'll take that Fiat." But, you know, it was funny because I ordered the Dodge Avenger, and it said special for the week, car special for the week. Dodge, Avenger, or similar. And when I got there to my spot, "Hello, Mr. Walters, you're in spot A12. I only saw the Fiat. I go, "Is this like similar to the Dodge Avenger?"
That's an insult.
Woo! Yeah, it wasn't the same thing, was it? Hey.
Wow.
Hey, let's get started. What a great program we have today. Sean, last week, I wish you could have been there.
I wish I could have been, too.
Arizona was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And Arizona Citizens Defense League. At the end of last week's program, I called you VCDL. That's Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I apologize for my brain defaulting to that. As we were talking about Phil Van Cleave earlier in the week, and when I hear Citizens Defense League, I just kind of went that direction. So, nothing meant. AZCDL is a fantastic organization. What an honor it was to be there and to spend all that time with the great Alan Corwin and to bring you who you will hear from quite frequently coming up on Armed American Radio, Amber Cuno. We're gonna start getting some women's perspective.
Yes.
That is much needed, not just on Armed American Radio, but in any discussion relative to guns when 30% of new gun owners and CCW holders are women.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer. And Amber shoots competitively. She grocery shops. She's a mom and carries a firearm, NRA training, and a great voice. So we're going to have a lot of fun with her coming up. And I know she's listening right now and her family's listening. So how you guys doing out there in Arizona, huh? I'm jealous. don't laugh at me, Sean. You know I love that state. You know I do.
Oh, I can't help it.
I spent a day and a half down in Tombstone, Arizona, with a real Tombstone deputy. That was cool. That was pretty
neat. Did you do any reenactments?
No.
Yes, you did.
No. Well, I kick open the saloon doors when I hear the bartender say, "Howdy, stranger, what do you have?" I don't know if that's considered a reenactment or not.
Did you tell him you have a Fiat?
I was embarrassed. I left it parked at the Tombstone Motel. Fortunately, you can walk down Allen Street. No cars are allowed.
That's funny.
All right. What are your four criteria? I penned this column for Concealed Carry magazine in this issue that just came out a few days ago. I love talking about this topic. It always gets great response, and I have some fantastic responses that are coming in right now, actually, as I sit here and talk with you live on Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster studios. But I'm referring to choice of carry gun. And this was the four criteria that I wrote in a column for Human Events back in 2010 that still gets a ton of response, and it bears repeating as often as possible. And as we have new listeners across the country, let me give you what my four criteria are. These are my personal criteria. And we never have enough time. If we have time, I want to read some of these responses I got. And here they are. Can you see those? You can hear them. Radio is theater of the mind. Number four, I put, as far as I'm concerned, in order for a concealed carry gun to be effective, it must meet meet certain criteria. A CCW gun must be, number four, simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles. Nothing that makes you have to think beyond pulling a trigger, right? This is a gun. You should not have to worry about running a quote-unquote system when your life or the lives of your loved ones are on the line and immediate action is required. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Number three, powerful. Powerful. All guns are powerful. I love this one. Don't believe me? Stand in front of your little 22 and have someone pull the trigger. I didn't think so. This is one area where I challenge conventional wisdom. No one, especially a criminal, wants to get shot by any gun of any caliber. Yes, you should always carry the caliber, the largest and most powerful caliber and firearm that you can comfortably carry and shoot. If that happens to be a .22, guess what? Good for you and bad for an attacker on the receiving end. Would you agree with that? Number two, reliable. You can carry the coolest custom gun in the world, but if your choice of handgun doesn't go pow when your booger hook squeezes the bang switch on and the shot, or if the shot goes wide left, what good is it? It's worthless. Would you agree with that? Your gun must be reliable, and by reliable, I mean reliable right out of the box. Number one, comfortable. This is another area where I challenge conventional wisdom. We've all heard the words that a gun isn't meant to be comfortable. It is meant to be comforting. That's old school, in my opinion. Nowadays, it can be both. It no longer is necessary to lug around a 2-pound hunk of steel with only 7 rounds, unless you want to. Would you agree with that? Some of the responses I got, I asked readers in this issue, let me know your response. They're pouring in. Here's one I got literally moments ago. Mr. Walters, just finished reading your article in the October issue of Concealed Carry magazine. I am a 67-year-old Vietnam vet born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, PNW, that's what we refer to it as, and a lifelong lover of guns, and just to be fair, fishing also. It felt great to read your reason for loving guns, since we share every single one of them, but two you didn't mention. And he says, I just love the smells of burned gunpowder and hops number 9. Nuts, huh? I've been known to, during long dark winters when getting out is difficult, be found in my garage just opening the bottle for a quick hit. It brings visions of shells rattling around in my truck, warm steel and smooth walnut in fall hunting season come to mind every time. I'm loving this guy. I get asked frequently by gun newbies what kind of gun I think they should buy, carry, own. So if it was to add anything to your list, it is always my first question, what do I plan to use the gun for? If it's hunting or house defense, that's one thing. Concealed carry is another. That drives the process from there on out and affects nearly every other aspect of the choice from caliber to design. Secondly, I would also add, do I intend to commit to practice? The size of the bore means nothing if the bullets are burrowing into dirt banks somewhere. What a great point. A .22 in the ocular cranio area of a bad guy is worth much more than a .45 caliber in a phone pole, or worse yet, the round still cringing in the chamber because you couldn't draw the gun before your own body was violated by violence. Great point. So make sure your piece is comfortable, you can shoot well, and it meets your needs. Then practice with it every single week until you know it in and out. I usually tell folks that if they aren't going to practice regularly, and if they care more for the cool looks factor rather than function, they probably should buy a nice bicycle rather than a gun. We will all be safer that way. Thanks for listening to my rant. I look forward to and enjoy every issue of Concealed Carry magazine. I get more from its pages than any three or four shooting publications I receive combined. Keep up the great work. That's from James D. Jim Skelton. James, thanks for that email. Do you agree with James when he looked at those criteria? I do. And some of you may be wondering, what is Hops number 9? It's a bore cleaner with a very unique scent. And it you know, I couldn't really put that in the four criteria, but I certainly agree with his. And haven't we joked here on the program, Sean, about just loving the smell of Cordite?
Yes.
Well, we always get the emails, you know, from the guy who says, Cordite hasn't been around since after World War I. We're referring to gunpowder. Lighten up, okay? We're having fun. We don't need the history of Cordite, even though we know it. Emails. What else do we have? We've got a bunch of these things coming in. It's so fun to pour through these. Here's one. I've got just about 30 seconds, so I'll read this. This comes from Roy Loomis. Like you, I agree with the keep it simple, stupid method, point and click. I am most comfortable with Pocket Carry 38 Smith & Wesson Freedom Protector in Pocket Carry Holster. I practice for the right placement of the 38 plus P ammo, which makes it as powerful as any handheld, and this simple gun is the most reliable and easiest to maintain. Enjoy your articles, Mark. Ray Loomis, Sebring, Florida. Roy, couldn't agree more. That's the beauty of America. Whatever works for you, and it's your opinion, and we all have one. Armed American Radio will be back. We're going to be talking with Alan Gottlieb and then Catherine Mortensen from the NRA, and we've got a huge lineup coming up for the rest of the program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your
so
host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
I gotta sing it. Plus, this is a great riff.
A kick it with St. Peter at the gate.
Kick it a little bit, Sean.
And if I had a woman.
Okay, we can cut it down now. That's good. That's good. Just a little taste. That's good music
a
coming
little
back
taste.
In from the break.
Yeah. If that was a little taste, I wouldn't eat barbecue again.
That's my rock star.
Rock star. What?
Leave me alone.
You are a talk show host.
Craziness in Washington State. I got this email at 12:59 p.m. today, Eastern Time, from Dano. I love that. Dano. Hi, Mark. Thanks for the great show. I listen every week and gain a lot of knowledge out of each and every program. I found something a little hypocritical in my Washington State voter pamphlet that I just received. Was reading through both the 591 initiative and 594 initiatives and saw these. Arguments against 591 was prepared by this guy, Robert Brower, lifetime NRA member gun owner. Arguments for 594 was prepared by the same guy, Robert Brower, lifetime NRA member gun owner. So how can this be? Actually, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm sure Alan Gottlieb has seen this. What does he have to say about it? Keep up the great work, Dan. And he brings me the two attachments, which are too small to read in print. My next guest is Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, the greatest supporter of Second Amendment rights there is out there. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the program. You're a hero in my book.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Mark. I really appreciate it. Since I'm being picked on by the anti-gunners pretty heavily on this initiative battle here in Washington State.
I got to tell you, this emailer is right, Alan. It's getting crazier and crazier as we get closer to November. Initiative 591, Initiative 594, we've been talking about this regularly. We're going to continue to do so. 594 is the initiative that Bloomberg and the rest of his liars, let's just call it what they are, because that's what they're doing in Washington. They're lying about the initiative. Mark Kelly is out there lying about the initiative, the astronaut, Gabby Gifford's husband. They're lying, giving phony statistics. And 594 is what is known as what, the background initiative, Alan?
That's what they're calling it, a background check initiative, but it goes far beyond background checks.
It is the beginning basis for registration, is it not?
Well, it actually is registration. We have in Washington State a pistol registry. If you buy a handgun from a licensed dealer, you actually go into a registration system. What this would do is expand that registration system so that anybody else who, buys a gun from a private party would now go into that registration database as well. But not just buy a gun. They talk about gun sales. What they don't talk about There's also transfers and loans. I mean, if you and I both have concealed carry permits and I lend you my gun without going to a gun dealer and having a background check on you and paying a heavy fee to lend you the gun, and then when I want to get the gun back, go back to the gun dealer and pay a heavy fee for me to go through the background check to get my own gun back, that's what's in there. I mean, it's meant to demonize and make it difficult for gun owners to be able to do what we do. And it goes far beyond background checks.
Well, your name, as you can only imagine, came up. I was at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting in Phoenix. What a fantastic time that was. And talk about a room full of freedom fighters, man. Wow, that's ground zero for what we do out there. And we're all trying to aspire to that that hierarchy of needs, if you will, self-actualization, in this case being Arizona's constitutional carry. We'd all like to get there at some point. And, of course, the discussion, Alan, turned to Washington in 594 and 591. And here we are in Arizona hearing about the importance of this initiative and what it means, because you know, and I know, and listeners of this program know, that after they succeed in Washington, assuming they do, we'll ask you what your thoughts are on that in just a second, they're planning on rolling through Nevada and then into Arizona next to pick off a few pro-gun states so that they can use this as a as further initiative to march across the country. Your name came up, and people discussed what your findings were in Washington. Tell us what, and it's scary to hear, but what are you finding?
Well, let's say, first of all, when they started polling a number of months ago, they were polling at 74% yes, because nobody reads past the term background check. Nobody reads the 19 pages of, you know, of details and what it means for people and how it criminalizes legal behavior. The good news is that the most latest poll showed they were down from 74% to 60%. The okay. bad news is that our initiative 591, which is aimed to compete and stop it because it conflicts with it, is down from 60% down to 49% because of all the money that they're spending. So we're just barely hanging in there, and you got to pray for who turns out on election day for get 591 across the finish line, which would create a conflict with 594, so it couldn't go into effect because the background check, people just don't go beyond the background check. So our problem is that they're running a commercial every 15 minutes on every station, on TV and radio in the whole state of Washington. We don't have the money to compete with that because 5-6 billionaires have put in seven-figure checks to fund this campaign. And unfortunately, we're not getting much assistance from other national groups outside of Washington State, to be perfectly honest with you. We've spent $1.5 million so far, of which $1.3 million have come from groups in the state of Washington and nobody from out of the state of Washington. So it's very difficult for us to compete right now. And the importance of this is it's going to impact the whole country. And I'm really in fear here that we're giving Bloomberg, so to speak, a blank check to victory. And I'm really concerned about it.
Well, you ought to be concerned about it. And anybody who cares about their rights or freedoms, whether they live in Washington State or not, Alan, needs to be concerned about it. And as we discussed, and I was a part of that discussion last week in Arizona, Arizonans need to be very concerned about this, as do Nevadans and everybody else across this country, because Bloomberg isn't going to stop. They can't get this passed legislatively, so they're going at it at a state level, Alan.
Yeah, Mark, let me, if I can, you mentioned two states there. Nevada, Bloomberg is already paying for people to collect signatures to put on the 2015 ballot in Nevada. So, I mean, it's already started in Nevada, and we've gotten his internal memos. He's looking at it to do it in Arizona in 2016. So, yeah, people in Arizona, which is one of our most gun-friendly states in the country, better take note of this because, quite frankly, it could impact – it could turn a great state around very quickly, and I'm very concerned about that, and that's why I've been fighting so hard in Washington State to try and nip this in the butt before it goes anywhere else.
All right, well, you're showing 49% now on Initiative 591, the countermeasure to this. We're below 50%. I don't believe that number was that low last time we talked on Armed American Radio.
It wasn't, but the millions of dollars being poured into it is not helping us. Now, the one thing that I'm looking at, though, is that particular poll was done of registered voters. It was not done of likely voters. And this close to an election, I think you really need to look at likely voters, not registered voters. So I'm hoping it's who turns up at the election, and this isn't going to be the highest turnout election in an off year. And I got to make sure that gun owners and our people get to the polls in large numbers to offset that 49% in the registered voter field and make likely voters a lot better. We could be doing a lot better in the likely voter category, and I think we are. So it's a matter of voter turnout and making sure that every gun owner and every freedom-loving person in Washington State shows up at the ballot box on November 4th.
Here's what they're going to see on the ballot. and this is how it's disguised. This measure would apply currently used criminal and public safety background checks by licensed dealers to all firearm sales and transfers, including gun show and online sales, with specific exceptions. Should this measure be enacted into law, yes or no? This is misleading right at its core. We'll understand why it's misleading when we come back here on Armed American Radio in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Back right after this without leave.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with this Starbucks Valencia orange thing going on here. Seems pretty good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
I'm sorry.
You have to try it sometime. It's quite tasty.
No.
It's keeping me awake, I can tell you that much. I don't know what's in this thing.
You should have an espresso and just black coffee.
It's like Valencia orange crack or something like that. I don't know. This stuff works like crazy. But,
wow.
for the cost at Starbucks, good heavens.
Exactly. How much is that thing?
I have no idea.
Third
hour. Argument for Initiative Measure 591. Argument prepared by Alan Gottlieb, Chairman Protect Our Gun Rights Coalition. Argument against Initiative Measure 591. Argument prepared by Cheryl Stumbo. Who's this? Robert Brower, lifetime member of NRA and gun owner. They underline that in that portion. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show. Who is Robert Brower? Do you know who this guy is?
We have no idea who he is. I guess he's somebody that's, you know, the NRA, they got to join the NRA as a life member so they could use his name. And I was hoping the NRA would pull his membership. It hasn't been done yet. But the bottom line is he's not involved with anybody in the gun rights community in Washington State whatsoever. No one knows who he is. They're just putting his name in there to help confuse voters.
Isn't it interesting? And, you know, my disdain for the media, they underlined, they didn't underline your name, but they underlined his name. His name is the only one underlined. And that's, I guess, because they like to demonize the NRA, and he has NRA next to his name. So let's underline
it's really funny because in their commercials, they demonize, they attack the NRA, you know, consistently in their commercials. But then in their voter pamphlet statement, they show they have an NRA member who supports them. I mean, they're trying to have it both ways. They're being very intellectually dishonest in their whole campaign.
Well, they're intellectually dishonest, period. They're intellectually dishonest people at their very core. We've watched these people operate for many years. And if you want to see the dishonesty, if they're successful in Washington, watch what they do when they come into Nevada. And watch what they do when they try to go rolling across the country, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, and of course, when you have a bunch of millionaires, you know, Michael Bloomberg and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Paul Allen and Steve Ballmer, and others putting in, writing million-dollar checks, I mean, the bottom line is they can lie with impunity and get away with it because we don't have the money to compete with that.
Well, they're buying the press. They're buying the press. The press has already aligned with them ideologically. And throwing millions, it's a combination that works, and they know it. That's that old adage, as much as I hate to say it repetitively on the program, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, Mark, what we've been saying, the interesting thing is we're talking about, you know, if background checks are so popular with the people, then why does it take a handful of billionaires to write million-dollar checks to get it passed on the ballot? Obviously, there's a lot more to their initiative than background checks.
Well, of course there is. Here's why. Don't we already have background checks, Alan?
Well, we do, but this is expanding to private parties, but it goes far beyond that. You know, I mean, let me give you an example. If I wanted to loan my daughter-in-law a handgun to go to a gun range, if I took her to the gun range with a handgun, I can lend her my handgun. But if I lend her my handgun to go to the gun range to shoot on her own, I committed a gross misdemeanor. If I give her two guns to go shoot, I'm now a felon.
Okay, let's go there. This is important. Let's explain this. If you are at the range with our newest contributor here, Amber Cuno, you and Amber are at the range and you hand her your gun. That's okay at the range under this initiative, right?
As long as I take it back and don't let her walk out of the range with the gun, yes.
Now, before we leave, she meets you in your driveway and you hand Amber two guns and she goes to the range.
I committed a felony.
Unbelievable.
Now, with gun owners. And they're criminalizing lawful behavior is what they're doing.
Let's go back to the ballot title. Let's go back to what I read before the break. This is so important. Washington listeners, you're listening throughout the state right now. My gosh, please get involved. Please pay attention to what you're hearing here. Your gun freedoms are at stake here. These people are coming after your rights. This is leading to registration and further down the road confiscation. Oh, I know. I'm a extremist fearmonger. Uh-huh. You watch. Listen to the ballot. This measure would apply currently used criminal and public safety background checks by licensed dealers to all firearm sales and transfers, including gun show and online sales with specific exceptions, should this measure be enacted into law. What they didn't do, Alan, and again, dishonestly didn't do, was explain what that specific exception was, which is what you just did. They didn't tell people the 15, what is it, 15 pages?
18 pages. But again,
18
like,
pages.
You know, example, temporary transfers in strict states, in Massachusetts with really strict gun control, there's a 7-day exemption for temporary transfers. In California with strict gun control, there's a 30-day exemption for temporary transfers. In Washington State's initiative in 594, there isn't 1 minute that you have for a temporary transfer. I mean, it'd be the most restrictive gun control law in the country. It would hurt firearm safety training. It would hurt youth shooting, youth hunting. It is amazing what this would do to lawful behavior in the state of Washington by legitimate gun owners.
Okay. What happens in a case, let's take a domestic violence case. Let's say that you personally know, and maybe you do personally know someone, a victim of terrible domestic violence. Is there an exception for that that would allow me to lend someone a firearm who doesn't have time to go through, whose life might be on the line? Maybe this woman is trying to protect herself and her children. What happens then?
Well, this is interesting. Their wording is that if she's in immediate danger, you can lend her the gun. And by immediate danger, it means that if she's being attacked right then at the moment. So if I lend her the gun to take home with her to protect herself overnight, so the person attacking her you can't successfully hurt her, I committed a crime. So it's only an immediate danger tied to the fact that she's got it right there being attacked at that minute, the way they worded it, on purpose.
Of course it's on purpose. So it's not subjective then. It's not who's the determination of immediate up to? Who gets to decide that?
Well, that's already described in current law. And so the problem is that, you know, we have law enforcement and people who deal with that terminology all the time. You know, immediate danger means somebody is attacking you at that moment, not an hour later, not 2 hours later, not 15 minutes later. It means right then at that time, you know, your life is in danger. So that they make an exception for that, except that's not even it's thrown so narrowly that it's meaningless.
All right, let's, before we run out of time, I'm blown away, Alan, that when I talk with you, both on the air and off the air, that we're not getting any help in Washington State here from outside. Why do you think that is? Are they seeing this as already a loss that they don't want to pour money into because they know they can't compete with liar Bloomberg and his money?
Well, Mark, I'm very upset about outside support not coming in from other organizations. And I really don't want to attack other pro-gun groups. So I'm not really comfortable in speaking my mind. I'll be perfectly honest about it.
That's fair enough.
But it's, you know, but other groups, in my opinion, have set us up for failure with this by various actions taken nationally and in Washington State with the legislature, knowing that Bloomberg was going to do this and weren't preemptive in our strategy, putting us under the eight ball. Now that they realize that their money is going to be wasted, they refuse to put the money into the battle. And it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest about it, if we lose this, while we're all going to blame Bloomberg, we should also blame some of our allies as well.
Well, this is a discussion that we have to be able to have at some point in time, and we'll save that for a later date. I agree with you. I don't want to do that either. I've been asked, to have guests on the program to do those things, and I don't want to go there. Alan, I can't thank you enough. I know the fight that you guys are in. We're getting ready to run out of time here, but I want people to hear the websites again. Where can they go to help you in this fight?
Well, the best place to go immediately is just yeson591.org, which is the countermeasure. Yeson591.org, and you'll get the full picture by going there.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You know, these are the guys that are out there with toothpicks under their eyes every single night, staying awake while you sleep, while the sheeple sleep soundly in their beds at night. Meh, meh. These are the groups that are fighting for your freedoms. You better wake up. Washington State, get involved. Read these initiatives word for word and do something about it. Get the vote out. Back after this.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention.
check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
That's a little bit of driving and crying coming to you on the rejoinder music. They're driving around Atlanta. They're from Atlanta. They're crying because they're driving around Atlanta. If you've ever driven around Atlanta, you'd be crying too. But it's great music. Love that stuff.
Were you thinking about that when you were driving that Fiat?
That my kids cracked up. I took a photo of that and sent it to them, and they were looking at the pictures today and laughing at that.
I'm just trying
hilarious.
To picture you squeezing into that thing.
It actually was a fairly roomy car. It had two really? Bucket seats up front, had a bench seat in the back, and then it had a hatchback in the back. So, you know, it was pretty cool stuff. Wow. I want to go back to this 591, 594 momentarily here. This is huge stuff. I don't think, listen, if you're listening to me in Washington State particularly, you absolutely must pay attention and get involved. You have got to put those toothpicks under your eyes. Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation, based up there in Bellevue, Washington, right in your backyard if you're in Washington. And listeners in what Tyson's, or not, that's Virginia, Aberdeen, Washington, KBKW, Olympia, Washington, Seattle, Silverdale, Spokane, Wenatchee, Ripon. Ripon, that's Wisconsin. And surrounding areas in Washington State. My gosh. Please pay attention to this. Bloomberg hates you. He hates you. And they're spending their wealth to come after your rights, your Second Amendment rights. And let's put this in perspective for you. They cannot get their initiatives passed legislatively in Washington. They can't. It would never fly. And they know it. So they're cloaking their registration schemes and their attacks on your freedoms using the terms background checks. Do you know why? Because you already get a background check. Because background checks at the federal level, the NICS check as you know it, isn't going anywhere, and they know it. So they cloak it with gun owners, and they're playing on your apathy. And unfortunately, too many of you are apathetic. Apathy is very dangerous. Very dangerous. It is destroying this nation. Apathy is allowing this creep, mission creep, socialism, the fundamental transformation of America, in large part to apathy. Headline surfing, let's put it simple. And they know it. They know how to write the headline because they know 90% of you are going to read the headline and move on. Georgia governor passes controversial, signs controversial gun legislation. There's nothing controversial about the legislation that Georgia Governor Nathan Deal signed. Nothing. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan majorities in the state house and the Senate in the state, with over 90% approval from residents in the state. But according to the media who hate you and who hate your rights and who are actively fighting to take them away from you, Nathan Deal signs controversial gun legislation. Remember, the truth is only controversial to a wacko liberal. You think about that. This is headline surfing, and they know it sinks in. Washington State is under attack, and it's unfortunate, but Allen's polling, as you heard, is showing the support for 594, the registration scheme cloaked as background checks, is dropping, but still at 68%. That's down from 74% the last time Allen was on Armed American Radio. But at the same time, the millions and millions and millions of dollars that Michael Bloomberg, and that's great. I'm glad Washington State residents are allowing an obnoxious New York billionaire into bed with them at night. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Michael Bloomberg coming into your state and telling you how to live your life? How do you feel about that? I don't want him in my house. This is a 30-ounce drink here. Ah, it's got some sugar in it, too. He wanted to take that away from me. And you. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wish I was on satellite radio right now, too. But the fact of the matter is that too many of you are asleep at the wheel. Too many sheeple paying attention to the headlines. Too many sheeple listening to this. This measure would apply currently used criminal and public safety background checks by licensed dealers to all firearm sales and transfers, including gun show and online sales, with specific exceptions, should this measure be enacted into law. Have you read the specific exceptions? Have you read the 18 pages or are you going to headline surf, which is what this ballot initiative ballot title is on your ballot? It's nothing more than a headline. Have you read it? Have you read the 18 pages? Probably not. Probably not. Well, guess what, voter? It's your responsibility to read it, to make an informed decision. And not just read the headline that says, Governor Nathan Deal signs controversial gun legislation. If you're in the know and you're reading it, you read that headline and you go, wait a minute, there was nothing controversial about that. Another lie. Are you capable of thinking like that? They're counting on your stupidity. Are you hearing me? They are counting on your stupidity. This entire administration in Washington counts on your stupidity. They can't pass anything. They can't run this initiative. This initiative would never, ever, ever pass at the federal level, ever, and they know it. Let's try a new strategy here. Let's spend a lot of money. Let's lie to the people. Let's cloak the facts in pretty little headlines. Let's package this thing using current background checks, which they know people say right now at a vast majority, I already get a background check. I don't have a problem with it. It's there. It isn't going away. Let's cloak it in that statement and throw the words public safety in there and licensed dealers, including gun shows. Guess what? Gun show buyers, you already get a background check. You know, the licensed dealers they're talking about in the ballot title, you already get a background check when you buy a gun from a gun dealer. It's another phony lie. It doesn't matter that sale occurs at a gun show. It doesn't matter if it occurs at ABC Guns. You get the same background check. Wake up. Put toothpicks under your eyes. Read these initiatives. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation. Give them $5. These people are coming after your rights, and they're not going to stop there. They're going to use, when they're done in Washington, they're going to use you as an example to come after the rest of the country. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's the reputation I want, huh? Think about that the next time you see Bloomberg's mug. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom right here every week on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Wake up. Read the stories. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
NRAHQ.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.